Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V, along with SD. We are She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, but who do you say I am? If this is your first time with us, I am SD, and I am here with my co-host, Lady V.
Hey, hey.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can be alerted when we upload new episodes. So, Lady V, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Well, the topic of the episode today is, but who do you say I am? And this is a question that is very interesting. And when you think about it, when people talk about you, do they have all the facts? Mm. Do they go off of others' opinions of you? And do they even know you? Do they try to find out the truth? You know, people have formed opinions throughout the centuries that were not based on truth. And without searching for the truth, you know, it doesn't seem fair, but and it doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. And what's even more interesting is that history seems to repeat itself.
Yeah,
let's think about it. You know, the same rush to judgment happens when we talk about Jesus in a room filled with people with diverse opinions. You know, everybody has an opinion about Jesus, but have you searched the truth about him? Do you know him? And according to scripture, if you seek the truth, you will find the truth.
Yes.
So, and I'm starting out today in the book of John, chapter 1. You know, we find an introduction to Jesus, the Son of God. And it says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. Now, essentially, that's what we're doing today. You know, we are believers in Jesus Christ, and we're here to tell you about Jesus.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's get back to the Word. And in verses 10 through 14, it says, he came into the very world he created. We're talking about Jesus here. But the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God.
Lady V, who were his people?
Okay, Jesus' people were the Jews. That was Jesus' heritage. He was a Jewish man. He was born a Jewish man. His mother obviously was Jewish. And of course, God is his father, you know. So he didn't have a human father. Yet Joseph married the Virgin Mary when she had this incredible assignment from God to give birth to a child without laying with a man. So, you know, Jesus, when we get to that further, that he is fully human and fully God. But let's look, let's go back to even to the scripture. It says, but to all who, in verse 12, it says, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. You know, so this is good news. You know, Jesus's purpose is clear. And in John 3, 16 through 17, we find out what his assignment was. It says, for God so loved the world so much, or for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Now, to give you a lens to look through concerning the scripture, I'm referring back to the Chronological Life Application Study Bible. It gives a clear perspective on how to understand this. It says some people are repulsed by the idea of eternal life because their lives are miserable. Okay, mm-hmm. How many will raise their hand? Their lives are miserable. But eternal life is not an extension of a person's miserable life.
Right.
Mortal life, you know, that's the mortal life. It means it's going to end one day. Mm-hmm. It is God's life embodied in Christ, given to all believers now as a guarantee that they will live forever. That's a life in Christ. So in eternal life, there's no death, sickness, enemy, evil, or sin. When we don't know Christ, we make choices as though this life right here on earth is all we have. But in reality, this life is just the introduction to eternity. Mm. So receive this new life by faith. That's how you receive it, by faith in Jesus, to begin to evaluate all that happens from an eternal perspective. So,
right.
You know, it's giving you a life in Christ is an eternal perspective. It's preparation for what is next, mm-hmm. because everyone's going to take their last breath one day, and you better know what you believe, because if you don't believe the right thing, eternity is never ending.
Right.
There's no going back. There's no second chances once mm-hmm. you enter eternity. That's it. Mm-hmm. So know what you believe and know the truth of what you believe.
So what you're saying is mm-hmm. if you're not careful mm-hmm. in how you believe before you die,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
once you die,
there's
no fixing it.
That's it. And you know, for those of us that God has allowed to take a peek into what hell looks like, and there's many testimonies from believers who God allowed them to see it, it's not a place anyone wants to go. And you know, again, hell, people don't go to hell for sin. They go to hell for not believing in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So because Jesus is the one that took the sin payment with his life, so that we wouldn't have to pay that sin to that payment to a righteous God.
But Lady V, a lot of people don't believe that.
A lot of people don't believe that
you go to hell because you sin, because mm-hmm. you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right. If you don't follow the Ten Commandments, you're going to hell. But that's not the case.
And
hell is for those who make the decision mm-hmm. not to choose Jesus.
Not to receive him as mm-hmm. Lord and Savior, not to receive what he did on the cross as, you know, sin payment for the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And believing is more than just an intellectual agreement that Jesus is God. It means putting our trust and mm-hmm. confidence in him that he alone can save us.
Mm-hmm.
It is to put Christ in charge of our present plans and our eternal destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And believing is both trusting in his words as reliable mm-hmm. and relying on him for the power to change. And mm-hmm. if you never trusted Christ, let this promise of everlasting life be yours. And just believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but yes, Jesus came to bring salvation. And yes, there are people out there that are teaching doctrines that are pulling from the Old Testament mm-hmm. and they're twisting stuff. But if they really were students of the Old Testament, they would notice that the Old Testament points to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it points to him because he is the Messiah that brings the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Old Testament speaks of the old covenant, but it also speaks of the Messiah that was coming to restore Israel. And that restoration was to bring them in reconciliation back to God, into knowing that there's nothing that they could do, no commandments that they could keep that would ever make them right with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's performance based. We
That's
cannot
right.
performance base our way into heaven. We cannot performance base our way into as our own payment for salvation.
Come on.
We can't pay that ticket. You don't want to pay that ticket.
Mm-mm.
So Jesus already paid that cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those that turn from him because they don't understand him, or because I heard one guy said to me, the word didn't work for him. But I was like, the word is supposed to guide you, to teach you
mm-hmm.
how to change, how to live righteously.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a book of magical spells.
Right.
It is a book of truth, and it is a living word.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot use it as if it's a magic book. And then when things don't go your way, you say, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
That shows me you didn't have a relationship, because a relationship with Jesus is just as good as being in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you say your vows to that person, you're saying, I'm dedicating my life to you. But if you decide one day, because things ain't working out, because things get tough, you're going to leave, then you never did commit your heart fully.
Mm-hmm.
And with Jesus is committing your heart fully mm-hmm. to him, believing in him, and then being led by him.
Mm-hmm.
So the word does work, but we're not working the word like we're rubbing two stones together, two sticks together to try to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
When we work the word, we are studying it. We're meditating. We're living by it. And we allow it to shape us and mold us and transform our minds. Mm-hmm. So again, know where you are going. Know what mm-hmm. you believe before you take your last breath, because once you take that last breath here on earth, there is an eternity waiting, and you do not want to enter into eternity without knowing Jesus and believing in him.
But Lady V, you know, some people treat the word and treat God as if he's a genie in a lamp.
Yeah.
And that mm-hmm. you rub the lamp and then mm-hmm. poof, God's mm-hmm. gonna make something, mm-hmm. give you whatever it is mm-hmm. you want. Mm-hmm. It don't work like
that. It certainly doesn't, because I can even look back over my life at the times that I wanted certain things or prayed for certain things that were not good for me. Mm-hmm. And God didn't, he answered the prayer by not giving it to me mm-hmm. because he knew that it would bring destruction to my life. Mm-hmm. So sometimes prayers, you know, answered or not answered in the way we think they're going to be answered.
Right.
So if you just give up on God because you didn't get what you want, you have missed him totally.
Yeah.
Because with God, he has good plans for you. And that means his good plans is going to cancel out whatever bad you want to pray in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pray all, you know, for somebody's lifestyle, for somebody's spouse or for somebody's home. But if that is not God's plan for you, you can pray all day. You're not going to get that.
That's
because
right.
he's going to give you what his best is. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you what his good plans have already mapped out for you. But anyone that does not receive Jesus, those plans he had for them will never come
right.
to pass, because they chose their own plans instead
right.
of his,
right.
their own truth instead of the truth of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Jesus came to bring salvation. You know, he became the perfect sacrifice for all sins, and Jesus fulfilled the law in a perfect righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And he introduced the kingdom of God and everlasting life in him from now throughout eternity. Now this is Jesus's grace. The Son of God came to redeem the world. Redeem means to free from captivity by a payment of ransom.
Mm-hmm.
So God sent his son Jesus to be the savior of the world, to take away the sins through his shed blood on the cross, which was the ransom.
Mm-hmm.
It served as atonement for all sins.
Mm-hmm.
For all that would believe in him, it was a sacrificial death of Jesus, which paid our sin debt.
Yeah.
So again, you don't want to pay that cost by trying to live by the old covenant, which is in the Old Testament, which means you got to obey every commandment there is. You don't want to live by that, because you will miss it every time.
Mm-hmm.
You will miss it every time. You will not live life without committing some type of mistake, some type of sin, you know, because we're not perfect beings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we needed a savior.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Lady V, but in the old covenant, each year mm-hmm. they would kill an animal
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and use that blood mm-hmm. as the offering
uh-huh.
for the sins of the people.
For that, yeah,
but
for
they had that was that a yearly
yes.
thing they had
mm-hmm,
to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus gave his life and
mm-hmm.
shed his blood,
mm-hmm.
that was the one
mm-hmm.
and last time
mm-hmm.
and it covered the sins of the people for all eternity.
Yeah,
for
past,
those
present,
who would receive him.
Yes. His death on mm-hmm. the cross satisfied what God required for removal of sin.
Yeah.
So that's Jesus, the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's love in action. You know, protect
mm-hmm.
all that is precious to God. We are all his creations. God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
God is love. And he doesn't want anyone to perish and to live out eternity away from him.
Right.
That's torture right within itself.
Mm-hmm.
You can have no peace without God.
That's right.
I mean, you can try all you want to. Money can't even buy peace.
Mm-mm.
You know, money can't even buy happiness. Money can buy nice things.
Yeah.
It can make life a little bit easier,
yeah.
but it can never give you peace of mind.
That's right.
So therefore, through grace and truth came Jesus on the scene. You know, Jesus is grace personified.
Yes.
You know, and grace is God's unmerited favor. He is God's unmerited favor. And although he is fully God, fully human, he is still the Son of God, and he is that grace that God sent into the world to put right what Adam disobeyed and allowed sin to enter the world through him.
Mm-hmm.
So of course God couldn't go against his own words. He gave man dominion.
Yeah.
So in order for God to come in and change, then he had to come into the body of a man.
Yeah.
That kept it from him breaking his own rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that is why God came through the form of Jesus in a body, a human body, so that he could change and fix what Adam messed up in the beginning by disobeying God, by not trusting God. His mm-hmm. disobedience is what brought on sin to enter the world, where people became evil. And it was proof of that when his son Cain killed his brother Abel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, murder hadn't happened. That was the first murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that came in because sin was allowed to enter in. Mm-hmm. And that was never God's plan for his people. So, you know, again, Jesus is grace personified, which is God's unmerited favor. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, we don't deserve forgiveness of sins, but God said, I want to give it to you through my son because I love you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's up to you to receive it or reject it, you know, because I know we have listeners that are believers and unbelievers, but just to say, if you're an unbeliever listening, you didn't tune in by mistake.
That's right.
You know, this is still God saying, I love you. I want to give you this opportunity to hear this truth. And it's up to you now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not going to force you. Mm-mm. He's like, we're not even here to force you. We're just here to tell you about Jesus.
That's
you
know? Right.
And, you know, and you think about it, you know, look at how many times you made mistakes in your life and people wouldn't let you live it down.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would let you hear the end of it because they want to keep reminding you that you screwed up. Mm-hmm. You messed up. Mm-hmm. You know, there are families that have been torn apart because the parents didn't agree with maybe the child's lifestyle or what they chose in life. And they just, you know, cut themselves off from their child. And that's not love. That's not God.
Mm-mm.
You know, you love a person even when they're flawed because we're all flawed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we needed a savior in Jesus, you know. But, you know, people are going to remind you of your mistakes. But Jesus, he said, once you forgive it, that's it.
That's right.
You know, but you have to receive what he did. You have to receive that he was the savior to come to take away your sin. If you just believe what he did,
mm-hmm.
then he took that payment. That mm-hmm. he became that sin payment. He wasn't sin. He was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But he died on our behalf.
That's right.
And then he rose so that we can live again in eternity through him.
Mm-hmm.
And even now. So, you know, Jesus, you know, again, he came to bring forgiveness of sins, but, you know, he ain't gonna force you to take it.
That's
you know?
Right.
Either you're gonna believe and receive that God, you that a God that created you loved you that much that he didn't want to be separate from you, and he knew sin would keep you from him, so he knew the only way to get you back reconciled to him was to come himself here on earth, come down amongst all of us,
mm-hmm.
his created beings, and he didn't even come in a spectacular way.
Uh-uh.
Now the star over Bethlehem shined a light that so bright that it brought, you know, wise men and people, mm-hmm. prophets, people around, you know, to come to the light to see his birth. But the thing was, he was born in a barn, like a stable, mm-hmm. like a barn, like a cave, like, you know, mm-hmm. so to speak, where animals were kept there.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he didn't even try to be born in a palace.
Right.
That showed his humility coming here on the earth as our God. And then when he's described in scripture, he was described as an ordinary man. He
mm-hmm.
he looked ordinary. He wasn't ordinary,
mm-hmm.
but he looked ordinary. He like a regular person. He would blend in with the regular folks.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't somebody coming in with a band of jewels all on him, although
mm-hmm.
he was not broke.
Mm-mm.
He had a treasure. He ain't had to be broke. He had a wise man bringing him all kinds of gifts mm-hmm. of gold, all that, you know, brought, you know, to him went on at his birth. So his parents weren't broke.
Mm-mm.
They had, but he had mm-hmm. an inheritance. He had,
mm-hmm.
he was fully taken care of. But again, he came in a humble way because, you know, that he was just letting people know, listen, I made you, I created you. Every human being here matters to God. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to be fancy and, you know, rich and have $100,000 in your account or $1 million. You can have $2. You can have two. You could not even have an account.
Mm-hmm.
You could be homeless on the street and God still love you.
Yes, yes.
That's who he is. That's who the Lord is. And he came for all of us. He
mm-hmm.
came for all of us. So, you know, all you have to do is receive. So, getting back to, you know, my notes, you know, being transparent, you know, we've battled
mm-hmm.
with many things in life, sinful ways, sinful desires, you know, wanting, getting angry at people, wanting, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, to snap somebody for, you know, for just being ugly or just disliking you for, because you were nice or because you were believing in God or because
mm-hmm.
you were the one that people came to for prayer, or you were
mm-hmm.
the one that people was like, oh, she's such a kind person, and then it was just people just didn't like you just because you were kind.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have that testimony.
Mm-hmm.
People
too.
That I worked at, you know, places I worked at didn't like me just because I was kind, or
mm-hmm.
people came to me to have me to pray for them. You know, I go back to, you know, when Jesus said if they didn't like me, they're not gonna like you.
That's right.
You know, and so, you know, we expect that because the word let us know that, you know, if they didn't like Jesus, they're not gonna like us, because
mm-hmm.
Jesus was on this earth here to set free, heal, deliver, and there he had haters.
He had haters. Yes, he did.
You know what? He didn't do nothing wrong. He, you know, he had haters. He did nothing but tell the truth.
And the sad thing, a lot of them haters were church folks.
Church folks, yeah. They were the Pharisees.
They were the religious leaders. church folks today.
Yeah, they were religious leaders. Yeah. So, you know, they were Jewish and they were religious leaders. But, you know, there were in scripture some Jewish Christians that did give their hearts to Christ, and they came into revelation of that. So, and there's still some today, you know. But anyway, but, you know, again, you know, Jesus has helped me. You know, every time I miss the mark, he has helped me. He's there like a father, you know, to help us overcome obstacles, to strengthen us when we feel weak and we feel helpless. You know, this is Jesus as Lord. So in every struggle, you know, we realize how much we need him. You know, he helps us to become better people. He helps us to walk through those tough times in which, you know, he's our peace, he's our strength, he's our resting place. You know, and I know personally, I could never do life on my own. You know, I can't do life without him. You know, I'm a work in progress. I'm still becoming better. I still have a ways to go. I still have issues as anybody else. But that's why I needed a savior, and I still need him. And you know, and I'm so glad, you know, he promised to not leave me. He's and not forsake us. You know, when we mess up, when we stumble, he just lifts us back up and say, come on, you know, get back up again. You can do this. You can finish your race. You know, but, you know, for those, again, I'll go back to what we was talking about before. For those that, you know, were, you know, lived a life, you know, I would say, you know, and felt like they live, but they tried the Christian thing, but it didn't work. I would have to challenge you and say, you didn't try Jesus. Right. You tried religion, you know, and Jesus is not religion. He is about having a relationship with him. And, you know, if you just go on, God, what you gonna give me, then you missing who he is. Jesus came to serve. He came in a way that was not selfish. If he was selfish, he could, when people was talking bad about him or whatever, he could have said, bump all of y'all, look, let me just go ahead and create a whole new world. Just go ahead and just disappear, make all of y'all disappear. You know, because he's God. He's God that came in flesh, you know. So, and he, like I said, he walked among his people and they didn't know him, but you know, they were quick to just to talk about him, to, you know, to dislike him, to spread rumors, you know. But the thing is, there were that remnant of people that saw the light in him, that saw goodness in him, and they drew to him. You know, they drew to him. And, you know, like I said, the good thing about Jesus, you come to him, he's not going to abandon you. You know, he's in the midst of whatever trouble you have. All you got to do is invite him in, and he has made a promise that he is that deliverer from all trouble. And, you know, this is Jesus. You know, thank you, Jesus. This is Jesus, the good news. He came. He took the punishment on the cross for our sin. He took the death sentence.
But, you know, Lady V, some people, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you feel like, I've tried this Jesus thing and I just can't, it just not working for me, and it's, my life has not changed. But I would challenge you, if you are trying to live up to, I didn't do this right. Okay. I didn't do that. You're living under a sin consciousness. And what I mean by sin consciousness is, you are so hard watching everything that you do. I shouldn't have cussed. I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. That can be a barrier between you and Jesus, because you're so focused on the sin that you're not focused on him. He was the payment for sin. So instead of focusing on trying to do this A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or and then you're not able to accomplish that, and then you get into guilt and to shame, don't focus on that. Focus on your payment, and that was Jesus Christ. And if you put your focus and trust in him, he will help you, and he will show himself mighty in your life. You know, I am speaking from experience. So I know that he is real. I know that his love is real. And I know that he cares about what is happening in my life.
That's right.
But as even as a human being, I sometimes have fallen back into the way I was taught. You know, religion has taught. Oh, okay, you didn't do this right. You don't have enough faith. You don't this and you don't that. But then I have to remind myself that no, my trust should be in Jesus. Jesus should be the center of my life, not the sin.
That's right. And again, and we're not glorifying sin to say, just live whatever.
No,
because even Jesus said, be holy as I am holy. So in other words, he's saying, he came, his word is here to learn how to live.
Yes.
So when you're learning how to live, when you are sitting before his word, you're sitting before the teacher.
Yes.
Okay, who is the Christ. He, you know, he was called rabbi in scripture. Mm-hmm. They call him rabbi, you know, because which means teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Those that came and flocked to Jesus, they sat among him.
Mm-hmm.
They were sitting listening to him as he taught the scriptures. You know, he taught the word, and you know, they were being taught how to live.
Yes.
And what the kingdom of God is supposed to look like. We're supposed to look differently from the rest of the world. When I say differently, we shouldn't be the one spewing hate.
Right.
We should be the one showing love.
Yeah.
I go back to, and I know we talk about Tyler Perry a lot, but he does a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a Christian. I go back to how he paid for, you know, the funeral. Didn't he pay for the funeral
of the gentleman that was shot in the fast food restaurant?
Okay, that's what he paid. Okay, well, I know
his
funeral. If I'm not mistaken, it was his funeral. He has paid for a lot.
Yeah.
You know, he has helped people. I think he even would offer his plane with Whitney Houston's body, mm-hmm. or to transport her body.
Several different ones.
So that's what sets us apart. It's supposed to set us apart as being followers of Jesus, is that we do good. We are blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
You know, and again, you know, you don't have to have his money to be a blessing.
Mm-mm.
You know, if you see somebody that needs something to eat and you got something in your refrigerator, you are willing to share with them, feed them. You see, mm-hmm. somebody homeless on the street and you got some money in your pocket, or you can go and buy them a dinner or mm-hmm. some bottle of water or something to help them. Blankets, if they got a little box and they and it's mm-hmm. winter, you know, socks, whatever mm-hmm. It's a matter of giving. Jesus came to give of his life. So, you know, as Christians, we're supposed to be givers. We're supposed to be followers of him, following his example.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody is not walking in love, they are not following the example of Jesus if they say they're a Christian.
That's right.
Because we're Christians, and we know that sometimes we can miss the mark and get into our emotions, our feelings, but we have to quickly remind mm-hmm. ourselves we are representatives of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And if all the world sees is hatred coming from Christians, then they ain't seeing Jesus.
Nope.
Because that's not who Jesus mm-mm. is, you know. And so, you know, but again, I'm thankful.
Yes.
I am forgiven all my sins, past, present, and future. And, I, you know, again, I miss the mark at times, but I'm not out going trying to miss the mark on purpose.
No.
You know, it's not like, you know, you've been delivered from being a thief and stealing, and then you decide, oh, but I think I'm going to steal this.
Yes.
And I'm going to store and I'm going to steal that. I mean, you know, you're like, okay, now I'm supposed to be living better now, so I got to change my ways.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to get something, I either have to have the money to pay for it, or I need to stay at the store.
Yeah.
You know, so, mm-hmm. you know, it's a work in progress. Jesus works through you when you give your life, and he works through you. He can that program when they, then when prisoners go in and then they come back out, it's a, what, some type of reform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he reforms you.
Yeah,
you know,
he reforms
you if you will allow it. If you allow mm-hmm. his leading, he will reform you. So forgiveness is made available to anyone
mm-hmm.
that would receive what Jesus did and would believe in him. So all you have to do, believe. You know, a loving God did come to save you.
Mm-hmm.
And his plans for you are good and greater than what we could ever imagine. So, you know, if you're listening, you know, God, know that God has plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want to know the truth, seek him for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seek him for yourself. You know, my testimony of the truth is that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world.
Yes.
You know, and that goes back to the title of this episode. But who do they say I am? Who do you say I am? Jesus posed that question to his disciples when he even asked them, you know, who did the people say he was? And they was like, oh, they say you're Elijah, you're John the Baptist, you're the prophet. And then Jesus turns to them and said, well, who do you say I am? Because they were walking with him. So they should saw him as something different than
mm-hmm.
those that were not walking with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you walk close to Jesus, you're going to learn of him through his word, and you're going to learn how he wants you to live, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So for me, he's the Messiah, he's the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And that's exactly what Peter said, you're the Messiah, and he's God. And Jesus was like, you know, God, you know, you didn't just get revealed to this by your own, you know, this was a revealing by the Father, you mm-hmm. know. And so, you know, Jesus is God, he's King, he is Savior, he's Lord, he's my friend, my healer, my strength, my waymaker, mm. my peace. He's the light that shines brightest in my life, you yes. know. And everybody goes through dark times, so you need the light to shine yes, in yes. the midst of the darkness, you know. He's mm-hmm. He's awesome to get to know and love, you know. So you get to know Jesus because he is love. And if you're listening, you're feeling that draw, because he said, you know, he will draw those unto him. Mm-hmm. So if you listening, you listen to the duration of this episode, then obviously you were being drawn unto him. Don't, you mm-hmm. know, don't ignore that voice.
That's
you
right.
know, so if you feel in your heart that you want to receive Jesus and you're wondering how, you know, just know, you know, he has been waiting with open arms to yes. receive you into the family of God. You know, don't ignore that pull. He's calling you, mm-hmm. you know, so come, because he says, come unto me, you know. And so here's a prayer that you can say to invite Jesus into your life as Lord and Savior. You say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross for my sins mm-hmm. and God raised you from the dead. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life because I need a Savior. Mm-hmm. Come into my heart. I surrender my life to you. I make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Now, if you pray that simple prayer, you are now born again in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Welcome to the family
yes.
of God.
Mm-hmm.
Get a holy Bible with a translation you can read. Okay. I have several.
Yes.
King James.
Me too.
You know, New King James. Mm-hmm. But King James, I don't understand as well. New King James. New International.
New Living Translation.
Amplified Translation. You know, the Holy Bible. There are easier, the English Standard Bible.
The Passion
Translation. Just get a Holy Bible that you can understand mm-hmm. the language to read, so you can
and Lady grow. V, tell them again the name of this study Bible that is really good.
This study Bible that I have is called the Chronological Life Application Study Bible.
It's really good, you guys.
It's a New Living Translation. It's a great study Bible. Mm-hmm. It's a good reference. I have several study Bibles, just different types of study materials of the Bible, of the Word of God. Because you really, when you read the Word of God, you need to understand what you're reading, and
yes.
you need to study to show yourself approved. In other words, you want to study, learn, so you can tell somebody else about
mm-hmm.
it. So many people are getting led astray from the Word of God because people are twisting the Word. But when you
yes.
read for yourself and you have study Bibles to help you to study, and you trust God and you pray and you ask Him to lead you, He will teach you. He is the teacher. He's
yes,
the teacher
he is.
Through His Holy Spirit. And I just want you to know, if you have, you know, pray that prayer and you're born again now, pray for God to lead you to the right Bible-based church, because where Jesus is the center.
Yes.
Because it is this is life-changing. It's a mm-hmm. life-changing moment in your life, and you need to be led to the body of Christ, which is the church, where you are where you're needed.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere they need you in the church, and the church is the people. It's not the building is there.
Right.
You can have church right in your house, you know,
mm-hmm.
In a gymnasium, anywhere. You mm-hmm. believe was gathered together. God says, with two or three are gathered together in my name, he says, there I am also.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to know that we are praying for you.
Yes.
And if you have any questions about what you just heard today, please contact us by going to our website, spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com, and click on the Contact Us tab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to hear from you. We want to help point you in the right direction. And in closing, we just thank God for you. We thank God that you listen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Grace and peace to you. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to We Are She Talks podcast. If our content has blessed you in any way, reach out and let us know. And also, share it with your family and friends. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S2E16. While you're there, take our short survey. Follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's devotional episodes.
And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.